Amen. Well, isn't He marvelous? Isn't He wonderful? Praise His name. Brother Dennis, you baby sitting back there, you got one loose. What's the... Okay. I feel the same way, Hannah. Amen. Don't know whether to shout or squall. Got your Bible tonight, John's Gospel, chapter number 21. If you'd stand, we'll honor the reading of the Word of God tonight, found in John's Gospel, chapter 21. Ask Brother Ben if he'd read my text this evening. John 21, verses 1 through 12. Now, I may jump in, so don't let me startle you. If I jump in, you just stop, and when I quit hacking, you start back, all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
The Bible says, after these things, Jesus showed Himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And on this wise showed He Himself. There were together Simon Peter.
Hold on right there. Ain't you glad they still some young'uns together? Go ahead.
And Thomas called, Didymus and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples.
Stop right there. I wonder, just cause somebody wouldn't call your name, would you be a poutin'? Now, sometimes the preacher forgets to call your name. But ain't you glad the God of glory knows your name? Go ahead, son. You're doing good.
Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a-fishing. They say unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately. And that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, Children, have ye any meat? They answered him, No. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, It is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it
Let's
was...
Let's stop the... right there, Dustin. Somebody say, Amen, it is the Lord.
Amen.
Can somebody
Amen.
Say, Hallelujah, it is the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Say, turn around to your neighbor and say, It ain't you, it's the Lord. You've been wanting to smack somebody all day, now's a good time. Amen. It is the Lord. Go ahead, son. That come on me all of a sudden.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fish's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. Jesus saith unto them, Bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus saith unto them, Come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, Who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord.
Thank you, Brother Ben. Father, we love you tonight. We thank you for a copy of the Word of God. Thank you, Lord, for eyes that we may see. Thank you, Lord, for hands that can handle your Word tonight. Thank you for the good day you've given us, Lord. You've been really good to us today. God, last week you showed yourself in a great way. Now, Lord, would you help me a few minutes tonight? God, that I could just try to expound on your truths these few minutes. Thank you for these good families that's come tonight to share their heart. As they travel home, would you touch them and keep them safe? And Lord, thank you for my people tonight. You've given me to pastor. Thank you, Lord, that we're headed to the promised land. We love you and bless you in Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing tonight. I don't know if you noticed in the text, but the Bible said in verse number 5 and 6, "Then Jesus said unto them, Children," there's a good Bible word. I'm glad I'm one of his young'uns tonight. Boy, isn't it amazing how we think that we've arrived a lot of times on our little expeditions, and boy, we think we something and we ain't even got out of childhood state yet. Children. Some of us would have wanted him to said, "Sirs." Lord, I've never seen this till right now. It's getting small up here. You ever noticed how good Daddy was to you long as you stayed little? Man, it's something, Brother Dennis, how he let them strike out and they reminded them not only where they was, but who they were. But wouldn't that be something if every time that we hit a home run in life, wouldn't that be something every time that we started out to do something, our net got full? You know what would happen to us? Our head would get full. But we ought to thank Him that He is a God that lets us flop and fail every now and then just to keep us good and humble. I said, "Lord, I sure don't want to stand up there by myself tonight. We've had all this fine Holy Ghost moving and ministering this morning. Matter of fact, I told Brother Harold at lunch, a wind is blowing this morning. I just got on there and rode her out with you, amen." Boy, ain't it a blessing to stay little. You know, I seen something Brother Lee preaching the other week. Psalmist David, you know how he beat the giant in his life? They said, "Wouldn't you just love to put on Saul's stuff?" He said, "No, it won't fit me because I ain't proved it." You know what David did, Brother Scott? He stayed little. Brother Mark, wouldn't it be a blessing if I just stay little? Y'all ought to pray that your preacher stay little. You say, "Why you say that?" Well, when a ministry is going like this, you better be praying I stay little. When you're stepping over people to preach on Sunday morning, no place set down, Miss Flo Rain for long, a preacher's head goes swell and think he's doing something. Can I just be real honest with some of y'all tonight? But you know, Jesus was so good to this group of people that He allowed them, in spite of all of their efforts, He allowed them to strike out. You ought to thank God that He don't fill your net full every time that He allows you to strike out. Somebody told us down in Louisiana, said, "Man, you're one of them big preachers." I said, "Well, that's why I'm walking 2 miles there trying to get back in these 40s. Somebody say amen right there. God has no room for big people. Matter of fact, you'll notice in verses 1 through 3, He didn't even call some folks' name.
You know, it ought to be fine with me and you whether he calls our name or not. I mean, I'm no dummy. This thing of jealousy will rear up if you not care. Brother Lee, I've never been jealous of nobody behind me, but I have been jealous of some folk ahead of me. And now I know some of y'all's angel wings are real wide tonight, but we better realize, honey, we're all prone to this thing of big-headedness. We got some of the best children in this church that can sing, and the glory of God on them young'uns. And if you're not careful, young people, your head will get bigger than your God is. We got some of the best teachers here. They's none no better than what's in this church. But we better realize tonight at the foot of the cross, honey, we all stand even. Children. Lord God, this thing just coming. I sure am glad it's coming. Children. Boy, isn't it something how children act? You'll notice these children was trying to do something on their own effort. Anybody had children that always was trying to do something in spite of what you done told them? Oh, I know all of yours are perfect. Mine wouldn't. I remember one time Macy was a little old young'un and Megan just up toddling good and Megan just got them cutters through, you know. And Macy just started screaming. Now Macy, when I'm done, you can slap her for the glory of God. I don't care tonight. And so all of a sudden Megan was in the bathroom with Macy and Macy went to screaming and Renee went in there and grabbed little Macy and she said, "Megan has bit this baby." I said, "Megan," and y'all just had to see her, little old kinky hair, you know, and she's just like a little angel looking at her dad. I said, "Megan, did you bite Macy?" She said, "No, Daddy." I told Mr. Renee, I said, "Honey, she ain't bit that baby." She looked at me and she said, "Ken, look at them teeth prints on that baby. Did you bite her?" Well, ain't it something how young'uns a lot of times do things that they know they ought to not do? It better remind us tonight just where we can get to in a hurry in the energy of our own flesh. Now they had fished all night and they'd caught nothing. Now I don't know about y'all, but in Bowden, Georgia tonight, nothing from nothing, it still ain't nothing. Children. Have you any me? Isn't that just how good God, when He ought to kicked us, He's kissed us. Ain't it amazing how good God? Now, preacher, what you so tore? Well, first of all, they supposed to stay put. Peter got a little antsy. Boy, isn't it hard to wait on the Lord? But can I tell you, in our waiting, many times God is doing more than what we could be doing in our own efforts. Wait upon the Lord. Now, I'm going to preach on this thought tonight, found in verse number 6, where the Bible said, "He said, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find." I will preach on this topic this evening. On, "Lord, let me do what you're blessing." Not, "Lord, bless what I'm doing." But, "Lord, let me do what you're blessing." Now I want to say, first of all, there's the nature of enlistment. In verse number 3, Peter said, "I go fishing." It's capitalized. "I'm going fishing." Boy, isn't that a lot like our personalities. We want to do something ourselves. Now, I'll be honest with you. I would love to win the whole town to God, but I can't do it. I can work my fingers to the bone to get you to come to church. I can't get you to church. I done tried all that. I done preached on faithfulness so hard, my gallbladder's laying on the communion table. And I done found out I can do everything in the world, but until God puts it in your heart to be faithful, neighbor, you're not going to be faithful. I go fishing. There's the nature of enlistment. Now, watch this. Soon as somebody wants to go, somebody else wants to get on the bandwagon with them. Now, this is what they said. They said, Simon Peter said to him, I go fishing. They said to him, okay, we going with you. If you're in leadership tonight, you better be careful where you're going because somebody's following you. You know what's so bad about Brother Scott, young families getting out of church? It's who they taking with them. I can feel a spiral notebook page up tonight of families that left for one reason or the other. But the saddest part is, it's them little old young'uns that followed them out. Now they're most part in the world. But tonight we see this on the nature of enlistment. Number 2, verse 3, look at the night of enduring. They went forth, entered to ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. Boy, nights get long. I've noticed the older you get, nights get terribly long. I was laying there the other night, and I seen 12 o'clock. That ain't too unusual. But I don't never see the 1 o'clock much, and I was looking at it. Got one of them clocks, you know, lights up. We're new age where I live. A lot of you got to shine a flashlight to see what time it is. I can't never find a flashlight. 1 o'clock... 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 3:30, I had a belly full. So I reached over to my wonderful wife and shook her. And I said, I ain't been to sleep yet. And she said, well, leave me alone, I have. Nights get long, friend. Especially when you ain't got nothing. How many times have we set out to do something and now all of a sudden God makes us lay down in the mess we done made? Boy, I noticed something in the morning. I don't know about y'all, but now I've been down too long. I've been trying to rest and follow orders, but I don't like the bed now. I tell you, I mean, you can become bedridden. I like to get up and get out and see what's going on. But how many times in your failure has God let you lay down in it a long time? I have a tendency, Brother Lee, to learn things when I lay down in it. But not only tonight in this text do we see the nature of enlistment and the night of enduring, but verse 3, look at the nothing of endowment. And immediately that night they caught nothing. Somebody was praying tonight, I think it was Brother Dennis. I want to tell you what really matters this evening. It's not how much money that you've got in the bank. It's not how much property you own. It's not what you drive or what you wear. But it's certainly what you've got inside that nobody can do except the Lord Jesus for you this sea. Now, that night they caught nothing. Can you imagine about the time, 2, 3, 4 in the morning, they'd done been following Peter around, they'd done got fatigued and tired. Matter of fact, you're not going to go far following somebody that don't know where they're going nor what they're doing. It does matter the company you keep. Boy, wouldn't it have been great if Peter would have been a even keel type feller and said, you know, I'm getting a little antsy, but let's just pray a while and sing a while. Let's get our Bible out and study a while instead of going out and we going to do something. Tonight, there is the nothing of endowment. And then verse 4, look what Jesus does. When the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. And he says this, children, have you any meat? Boy, it didn't take them long, did it? They didn't even have to turn around and think about it. Because you see, you know what you got. They answered him, no. Sometimes it's hard to get the truth up, isn't it? Well, isn't it something how a lot of times we want to be something that we're not? We want to be something that God never even intended us to be. No. Honesty is good for the soul, isn't it? It'd do some of y'all so good if you'd realize you're getting a little age on you. Man, you trying to. I seen old Burt Reynolds the other day. Didn't even know old Burt. Man, his face tired as a banjo string. It looks like he got 9 discs took out of his neck. He ought to realize that bandit days is gone. You know, it'll do you good when you realize the clock don't stop for nobody. Just be yourself. Lord, what a blessing. Just be yourself. Ain't got nothing to prove. Wouldn't that be awful to have to live in that kind of world, have 9 facelifts? Some of y'all could use a little work, but I don't know if I can go to that extreme or not. I mean, I wouldn't get crazy about it. Some of you could use a little grill cleaning. You can brush your teeth once a day. Somebody say amen right there. And bad attitudes like bad breath. Nobody knows they got except one sitting by you. We went down to Butler's today and got some of them shrimp. Brother Dave, you ought to have been there. You'd have helped me. And got a bunch of onions, got home, laid down, turned around, hauled me. She said, whew! Truth helps us, don't it? Boy, wouldn't it be a blessing if we could just really realize the know of enlightenment? What have you really got? Sometimes it does good that Jesus inquires and we take an inventory. Young people, let me ask you this tonight. God forbid, I hope not. I hope your mom and daddy lives. I hope they get to see your grandchildren. But what if God calls your mom and daddy out? What you gonna do, young people? You better know the God of this Bible. You better know something about the Word of God. Hey, church, let me tell you something. Right now, everything is on the top of the mountain at Liberty Baptist Church. But what about the times when the storms come and this thing goes into hot? Right now, there's an energy going on here like I've never seen I mean, it is amazing the drawing power of the Holy Ghost. But let me ask you, when hard times hit, you better take an inventory and be sure you ain't got preacher religion. You better be sure that you ain't here cause personality. You better know you got something down inside you that'll get you across the river tonight. Jesus will never let you down. The no of enlightenment. Now I want you to say this. They couldn't tell till the morning come. Boy, ain't it a blessing when God shines a light on what you do and shows you you ain't got nothing. Some of y'all didn't get that. That was deep. They's doing good till the sun come up on what they's doing. How many times was we thought we was doing good till the Holy Ghost shined a light on it? They said, boy, you ain't got near what you thought you had. Can I show you something tonight? I found it. Holy Ghost told me to go over there and I turned to it when I was sitting there. Hold your spot and I'm going to preach much longer. In Ecclesiastes chapter number 1, I want you to watch this. And buddy, you're talking about a true statement. Ecclesiastes chapter number 1, verse 18. Here the old preacher's writing, and he said in verse 2, vanity of vanities, saith the preacher. Vanities of vanities, all is vanity. Then watch this. He said in verse 3, what profit hath the man of all his labor which he hath taken under the sun? Now verse 18. Yeah, I hated all my labor which I had taken under the sun, because I should leave it to the man that shall be after me. And who knoweth whether he shall be a wise man or a fool? Yet shall he have rule over all my labor, wherein I've labored, wherein I showed myself wise under the sun. This is also vanity. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying I hope God shines a light on what you're doing and show you what you got. People's working their finger to the bone in this world. They think they're doing real good, but I've not seen no place at Rainwater Funeral Home where you get a U-Haul in the door, neighbor. You know what matters? It's what the Holy Ghost puts in us. That's all that really matters. Matter of fact, the only thing that you're going to experience in the eternal world is what you've seen ahead. What you got? And they said, nothing. Boy, it was a great day when I realized in that corporate world that just wasn't mounting to much. I got to thinking this morning, I was sitting over there, Brother Tim, and I looked out and I got to thinking, what if I hadn't minded the Lord, still trying to keep my job going and trying to pastor? I'm glad God shined a light on me and said, you know, you need to really take an inventory of what you got. Folks, I'm 50 years old. I ain't got a long time left. Time flies. That clock don't stop for nobody. If I'm going to do something for Jesus, I better be getting it done. And let me tell you something. If you're going to do something for Jesus, you better be getting it done and doing what really matters. Working your finger to the bone, your kids go crazy. They're going to spend everything you worked 50 years for in about 8 months. You'll know family when you start dividing the wheel up about money. Don't duck your head now. We're preaching right now. Boy, ain't it something how people go crazy about money. A lot of you say, boy, I'd love to win the lottery. That's probably the worst day in your life. I imagine if we could handle a lot of things, we'd have a lot of things, wouldn't we? Well, I've got on your money now. I'm shutting it down. It ain't bad to have things. It's just wrong for things to have us. The know of enlightenment. They couldn't tell the light come. I'm sure glad God has shined a light on some things I was doing and showed me it was just vanity. Hey, boys, stand up right here. Come to me tonight, you three boys right here. Turn around. I preach a message. I'd love to preach it again. I don't know why I've got a complex about preaching sermons over and over. I guess I think that y'all think I ain't studying or something. But I preach a message on setting out trees that you'll never set under. Now, you know something here is Brother Chris, and then we've got Brother Huey, and then we got Brother Tim. They setting out trees that they may never sit under. But they setting out trees. You know, if you leave this place and you look out yonder and these oak trees, somebody set them out. They never did get to enjoy sitting under them. These are young trees in our church. And let me tell you, that right there is what really matters in my ministry tonight. One of the top things is a generation that knows nothing about the Holy Ghost. Now I can, listen, y'all can teach them how to ride ponies all you want to. You can teach them how to do anything you want to. But in this house here, I'm going to teach them about a King James Bible. And I'm going to teach them something about the Holy Ghost. Now, when there's a hug in your neck and all this morning, there's preaching a sermon on you that I couldn't preach. Some fella left this morning and said, I've been here two Sundays, ain't heard you preach yet. Well, let me tell you what happened this morning is all preaching is about, is all singing is about, getting God to meet with His people. What really matters to you? What you got, mama and daddies? Boy, these babies is so special. You know, it took me a long time. I said, Brother Harold, wouldn't it have been a blessing if we could have raised our grand young'uns first, Miss Joyce? Boy, couldn't we have been a lot kinder? And wouldn't it just been a blessing? You know how you just beat the fire out of first one and you let your second and tear the house down? That's right. But, you know, isn't it amazing? We didn't realize that till a light shined on it. Sun come up and showed them. Boy, I'm thankful that He shined a light on some things I'm doing. And then you'll notice this. Not only the know of enlightenment, but look at the news of encouragement. Verse 6, He said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you know what? Ye shall find. Now, He's got some things sitting there. When you start doing things right, you're never going to get doing it left. By faith, Abraham, when he went out into a place that he knew nothing about, God had things set up out there that only faith could access. Here tonight, there's news of encouragement. He said, you know what? If you'll do it right, ye shall find. Would somebody ask me this? I want to preach on it this morning. Didn't get to. Why can't you still do this? Somebody said, Brother Rod, you can't build a church on preaching. You looking at a young boy that's a trying. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying cast on the right side. Can I tell this? You'll never go wrong doing right. How can I ask y'all a statement tonight? And I don't want to weary you, but I didn't get to preach this morning or last Sunday. Why does churches have to vote on doing right? Would y'all show me that in the Bible anywhere? Just do right. And you know what? That's harder to do than what it sounds like. And y'all got a neighbor you don't like? Well, you just ain't lived over in my yard a while. He said, love them as yourself. Just do right. Daddies, just do right. When nobody's looking, just do right. You'll never go wrong doing right. Church will never go wrong doing right. Oh, we may have some high places and some low places, but honey, at the end of the day, we'll never go wrong doing right. News of encouragement. Verse 6, the now of engagement. They cast, therefore, and now, and they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. And, you know, I don't see hear, for they were amazed. And I don't know why it should amaze us, because whatever the Lord says, if you'll do right by it, it will always work out. They're not standing back in astonishment like, man, I can't believe he knows where them fish was. Let me tell you, he knows where every tadpole's at tonight. The now of engagement. I wonder what they'd have missed out, Brother Lee, if they'd rolled their nets up and went to the house. I wonder what they would have missed if they hadn't have done what the Lord said do. I wonder, now I feel like I'm losing you now, and this is a good sermon. It's a good, somebody say amen, that's a good sermon, preacher. What would have happened if they hadn't have done what Jesus said to do? They'd went home empty, wouldn't they? Boy, aren't you glad He's still giving instructions? Can I tell you this, some of the best instructions a preacher could ever give you when in doubt, don't. God will give you light when it's time. Well, how many times would I save myself a lot of emptiness if I just waited on the Lord when He gave me that light? But no, I'm going to do something, and I'm going to make more and about bankrupt the whole family. Oh, I can tell all of you wizards, and you invest in geniuses. Wouldn't it be a lot easier to get in on what He's a blessing instead of asking Him to bless what you've been doing? Lord, let me get in on what You're blessing. Lord, don't so much bless what I'm doing, but Lord, let me get in on what You're blessing. Can I tell you, He'll never fail you. A lot of you young families, I know it's hard to get these young uns together. I mean, you get them together and you knocking and a slapping young uns all the way to church and finally get set down, then he throws up all over you. Lady come by today, I grabbed the baby. She said, wait, my baby's soaking wet. I said, well, I understand that. He's a baby. I don't understand that about 40, 50, 60, 70 year olds. Somebody say amen. It's time to grow up. Amen. Hey, Brother Dennis, come here right quick. We've got to hurry and go. How old are you, Brother Dennis? 52? 52. Set real easy on me now. Don't set all on me.
I've lost 30 pounds. 30.
Give me another big old boy. Come here, Brother Gerald.
Brother, this ain't gonna
Brother
work.
David, if they break me now, you help me out, all right? Come here, Brother Gerald. Just sort of lean on me. Don't sit on me. Well, wouldn't this be something now? Now, I'm sorry. Say wang a little bit. Wang, 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 wang. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love that wang, wang. Don't y'all?
Yeah,
I love it. I love it. Now, you know something? I'd expect more about these two big old overgrown boys. Wouldn't y'all? Thank you, fellas. Love you. Macy, where's Parker at? Is he asleep? I was going to say leave him asleep if he's asleep. This little boy right here, he's something else. Come here, boy. We put him in the music room this week, and Brother Mike, he's like a good... He's just tearing everything up. He walked in on the table, and he grabbed all Miss Renee's books and just knocked them in the floor. Got pictures in the floor, and he just saw little Evie come there and say, Pecker, are you crazy? You know what this baby is? He's just doing what he's supposed to do. Just being a little old young'un and shouting and a hollering, messing up things. But Paul said,
When I became a man, I put away childish things. He said, children, you know what he's worried about tonight? Nothing. This little feller ain't even thinking about the sun's coming up. He ain't worrying where he's going to sleep tonight. He ain't even wondering what he's going to eat after church. You know why? He's just being a child. I wish we could hold on like that. Children. What you got? Boy, wouldn't it have been a blessing if Peter said, Lord, I've got too big for my britches. Lord, I'm sorry I led this crowd out. We ain't got nothing. I'm so sorry. But Lord, if you'll just tell me how now, I'm willing to do what you tell me to do. And he said, okay, just cast on the right side. And you shall find. And you know what? Just like every word in that book is true, their net got full. How many did they catch, preacher? All that went in the net, it didn't break. Can I tell you, he's never lost one. Tonight, Brother Ben, if you'd come and just play me something on the instrument tonight, I don't want to worry your family. The more I know about, give them out. Or Brother Scott, you come play with him tonight. Verse 6 say, we're not able to draw it. For the multitude of fishes. What you got tonight? Oh, grandparents, our net's full, isn't it? May it be a good time to gather around and say, Lord, thank you for letting my net get full. Young people, be careful. Don't. Mom and daddies, God's blessing you. Don't let your head get too big. Stay little. Children, have you any meat? Cast on the right side. Preacher, how I get out of this? Well, let me tell you, he's got instruction. And you know how he got them out of their jam? By a word. Still works tonight. Boy, this thing's pulled me out of so many jams. You come tonight. Whatever you need, you just tenderly come. Whatever you need, our altar's open tonight.